Isaiah. Isaiah was sawn asunder. Isaiah, who was permitted by the Lord to see wonderful things, was sawn asunder, because he faithfully reproved the sins of the Jewish nation. The prophets who came to look after the Lord's vineyard were indeed beaten and killed. They were stoned, they were sawn asunder, were tempted, were slain with the sword. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, tormented, men of whom the world was not worthy. They were cruelly treated, and banished from the world. A people professedly serving God-quoted, the course pursued by Israel toward God called forth these words. It was a proof of the people's perversity that they manifested less gratitude, less attachment, less acknowledgement of ownership toward God than the animals of the field manifest toward their masters. The first chapter of Isaiah is a description of a people professedly serving God, but walking in forbidden paths. Separation led to presumptuous, foolhardy madness. The professed people of God had separated from God, and had lost their wisdom and perverted their understanding. They could not see afar off, for they had forgotten that they had been purged from their old sins. They moved restlessly and uncertainly under darkness, seeking to obliterate from their minds the memory of the freedom, assurance, and happiness of their former estate. They plunged into all kinds of presumptuous, foolhardy madness, placed themselves in opposition to the providences of God, and deepened the guilt that was already upon them. They listened to the charges of Satan against the divine character, and represented God as devoid of mercy and forgiveness. The prophet writes of them, saying, "Ah, sinful nation, a people laden with iniquity, a seed of evildoers, children that are corruptors, they have forsaken the Lord, they have provoked the Holy One of Israel unto anger, they are gone away backward." Obedience leads to perfection. We cannot overestimate the value of simple faith and unquestioning obedience. It is by following in the path of obedience and simple faith that the character obtains perfection.